And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll go over some ideas, strategies to help you enhance or improve your current or future retirement income. You know, for most retirees getting into their 70s, since you really can't add any more money other than perhaps a property sale, the concern is how to get the most out of what we have, whatever that amount is. How to make the most of our retirement income last longer and or increase the income we're currently getting. And the other question is, are our funds keeping pace? Those are questions I hear often from new callers or emails. Well, the same funds that we speak about to help you build a growth portfolio prior to age 70, you continue with those same funds to provide you income later. Now, the allocation of each fund might differ as you age, but you don't want to cut off the investment engines too close, too soon, in mid-flight. Like one of my clients said to me earlier this year about her investments, I don't need to die rich, but there's no need to retire poor, unless you settle for less. So with today's story, let's go back 3 years, 2018, and share an example of one of my clients who came on board August of 2018. You know, there was quite a wave of Seaside callers who became clients that summer and fall of 2018. There's been more this past year who've come on board, especially since COVID, but back in 2018, there was quite a wave. So whatever the message being sent, I guess it was well received. And these future clients, who like many more since, were not happy with past results back then, had questions, maybe no advisor, or their advisor had been switched or gone. They had concerns, they made a call, and have done very well ever since. And they're happy to share their story. So this couple, both 78 years of age back then, they called me on a Thursday in August 2018, right after one of my Frank Cameron shows. They had a little over $130,000. Not a lot, more would have been nice, but important to them, and no new money coming in. So we simply needed to improve, to renovate what they currently had. So I'm going to call this couple the bookkeepers, for that was his profession. He kept every monthly statement from his bank for the past 10 years in several different shoeboxes, rather common in our paper generation. Some people save every statement they get every month from their bank 12 times a year for the past decade, which really doesn't mean too much from what funds you held 7 years ago. You really can't change that. There's no need to keep every paper statement for every month for 30 years or 10 years. Just keep the most recent statements, which will show your funds the past 5, 10-year history, the calendar returns. That tells you whether your funds are strong or lacking in performance. That's it. The bottom line, what funds, your returns, and why. And the trouble with having multiple papers from every month the past decade stuffed in shoeboxes was they weren't sure exactly how much money they had or how to track it. For every time he left the dining room table and emerged from the kitchen, he'd have a new shoebox. And we'd open it, he'd find another bank statement from different banks, some with $2,000 and some with $2,800 and some $14,000, which wasn't all bad because it all added up to $131,000. $12,000 or so in a RIF, in cash, withdrawing the minimum, earning nothing, a slow drain. The rest was in several other taxable cash accounts, so earning them nothing. And they were withdrawing $100 or so a month from that. $131,000 sitting there, wasting valuable time. And time is money and becomes more precious the less time you have. Well, why spread out so much? Well, he thought it best to diversify. That's what he read. Well, that's good, but not spread out too thin, too little, in too many places. And being in their late 70s, money spread everywhere. If something were to happen, money in separate accounts at different banks could be tied up for months before getting released with probate. And his wife said, if something ever happened, I wouldn't even know where to start. So placing it in two or three different seg funds would provide all the diversity they would need. Easier to track, and of course the money becomes instantly life insured and bypasses probate and all the hassles. But the bigger issue was their incredibly low returns, thinking or led to believe that money held to be held in cash was safe and was their only option. At their age, only 78 withdrawing from their RIFs at a withdrawal rate of 6% or more, their cash earning less than 2%, less than inflation, they had limited income, and money wouldn't last too long. And if they tried to generate any extra income, it would drain out even faster after all those years of working. One important question when I meet clients, especially those over 71 who don't have the RSP option, how much tax-free room have you used and what's it invested in? The case of the bookkeepers, they had $131,000, $12,000 in RIF, and over $119,000 in cash. None of it in tax-free. Now, there's no need to have cash invested tax-free. You don't pay tax on your own money. No gain, no tax. But if your $100,000 made 6%, $6,000, that $6,000 would be taxable, unless it's in a tax-free. Do that for a number of years, 4, 6, 8% returns growing or taking out the gains, all the growth or income is tax-free. So we wanted to enhance or improve the retirement income without increasing taxes. So income, we placed $20,000 of their 119 in two private income funds, joint account, for one person stops, the other will, well, continue on, with no financial interruption. One fund historically has paid 9% per year annually since 2013, and the other has a one-year renewable term that pays 7% per year. It has since 2016. $20,000, an average of 8% between the two funds, $1,600 a year, or $133 a month extra income, just about matching what your entire monthly income had been, just on the $20,000. The $12,000 RIF was placed in a two-year GIC. Returns back then were like 2.65. Not great, but as you near 80, having a small portion in fixed income at 2.6, not bad. Combine that with the 8% from the two private equity funds, that $32,000 combined fixed income combined for a 6% annual overall return. Now, that GIC came due in 2020, and since rates are now well below 1%, we did not renew the GIC, but opted to place it in more seg funds. Now, sometimes, some banks will lock your GICs in automatically when they mature, and you may not even be aware of it. If you don't notify them, you could find your investments, your retirement income, locked in for another year. Now, 2.5, not bad. Locked in at 0.5, that's terrible. So be on the watch for that if your GICs are maturing this year to avoid getting relocked at 0.0. Well, the rest of their 131, about 90,000, we split that in two tax-frees, about $45,000 each, which was close to the limit back then, in three Fidelity seg funds, two growth and one income. Nothing high risk, all with the knowledge that returns, while not guaranteed, will go up and down, but will probably outperform. A mixture of Fidelity American, Canadian, and mostly in a little heavier lean towards income. So we went with three Fidelity seg funds, two private income funds, and one GIC. We'll be back to check on the bookkeepers, see what their three-year returns have been in just a moment.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So the three-year returns on those three seg funds from August of 2018 to August 2021, just gone by, the two growth funds, the American 12.68 return the past 3 years annual, the Canadian fund 18.8, and the income fund 5.99, 6%, the lowest annual return any of the funds, the income fund. Now, the allocation was a bit more towards the 6% income fund. The average yearly return, tax-free, for the past 3 years, 10.4%. Combine that with the two private equity funds and the GICs, the fixed income portion produced 6% returns. All in, an overall 8.8 annual gain the past 3 years per year. They increased their previous income from just over $200 a month to more than $650 a month, $400 of which is tax-free. They started with 131, have withdrawn 6% per year, RIF and tax-free, $8,000 a year, $24,000 withdrawn in 3 years from their 131, $14,400 of that, $24,000 tax-free. In 3 years, out of $131,000 they started with, today they sit at $137,000, $6,000 more than they started with and generating more income, most of it tax-free. Had they had three times as much to begin with, their yearly income would have tripled. In the first year, the bookkeepers, like many, kept asking, when do we file the slips for our tax-free? Well, there aren't any. It's tax-free. That's a very common question for anyone who's had to pay taxes for 50 or 60 years. Tax-free, it's still kind of new, and it's the best. Now, those returns have been the trend for the past 3 years, not just for them, but for the markets, what the market has produced. Even higher returns, perhaps for younger clients in their 60s or less who should not have any funds tied up in GICs or income funds, since rates were low 3 years ago and are even lower now. That's what the market has been for the past 3 years, 8% plus. The next 3 years will be different, yet could end up much the same. The past decade, those three funds have averaged the American, Canadian income. If you add them up, divide by three, the past 10 years, the annual average return, 8.8. Now, for those who are getting similar, maybe better returns, whether it's in seg funds and private equity or other funds or stocks you have in your portfolio, you are keeping pace with the past 3 years' performance, the past decade. If you're not even close to that, and it doesn't matter to you, you might want to check that out. And all the returns, they'll vary going up and down. You take September 2018 to August of 2021, 3 years, 36 months. There have been six serious negative months. The final three in 2018 and three in the spring of 2020, the COVID correction. Over the past 3 years, six out of 36 months have been bad, have been negative. But the other 30 have been steady or really, really positive. About 80% of the time, the markets are steady or up. You can't time it or try to guess it. But that's why you target and diversify and not limit your choices in low returns. Those are the numbers. In the past few years, a reasonable return in your retirement income has been 6% plus, a question that gets asked a lot. So take this number. Let's say you take a 6% mortgage. That was pretty attractive 15 years ago. That was the average. Now, if you had that today, you're not so happy paying too much. Mortgage rates are now 2% or less. Having your investments return 2% or less today, when the past decade has been 6% or better, well, you're making too little. You shouldn't be real happy about that either. If your funds are underperforming now during these highs, what will they do when the market slows down? Now, if you're happy with the low returns, okay. But if you're not, if you're looking to boost your retirement income to where it could and should be, well, it's your call. Again, like one of my clients said, I don't need to die rich, but there's no need to retire poor unless you settle for less. We thank you for listening in this morning. We trust you've learned something, something you can take away and help you enhance your current or future retirement income. This show will be on my website in a couple of weeks' time. I know that's a lot of numbers here this morning and easier to do in person than over the phone, and all the corrections, the ups and downs, and the returns of the past 3 years. And those returns, again, were negative in 18, and they went dramatically positive. They were like minus two, those three funds at the end of 18, then you jumped up to like plus 23, and the Canadian fund was like plus 25 in 2019 and 20, and so far in 21. Funds will change. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. But that's what the funds perform will do. If you lock in low, you are locked in low, and it's hard to increase your income doing that. Our office, we're located at 1702 Sackville Drive. You can visit yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879. If you have a story you like to share, that's what clients do. They like to share their story. That's how they've learned. They listened in, and that sounds a bit like us. We'd like to expand on that. And that's what we want to do. And that's the idea of these shows. So again, the phone number is 902-499-5879. This is Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.